City Council members maintained their divided opinions on the mask mandate. Supporters cited the rising case counts and a need to protect hospital capacity however possible. Opponents say a mandate is difficult to enforce, sows community division, and violates principles of personal liberty. In the past 2 weeks, the Sioux Falls area has seen nearly 5,000 new cases of COVID-19. An ideal number under CDC guidelines for low incidence of the virus is 26. Councilor Pat Starr says the pandemic is out of control.
This mask mandate isn't going to do it. We're fooling ourselves to think that this is going to make it, that this ordinance would make a difference. But in conclusion, what I would say, it may be too little, but it's not too late.
Councilor Greg Neitzert is among those in opposition. He says a mandate is too big a step for the government to take, and businesses can enact their own.
I'm not sure what we necessarily can do. And this is just a big step, and I just don't think the evidence is there. And even if it was, I'm not sure if I could go that far, just based on principle.
Councilor Kurt Sale introduced the ordinance. Before the vote, he encouraged his fellow councilors to contact him in the morning, regardless of the result, to figure out what's next.
I'm damn scared. Two daughters that are nurses. I have two son-in-laws that work in healthcare. I have eight grandchildren, and I'm scared for them. And I'm scared that when I go to bed tonight, if I do tonight, when I go, that I haven't done enough.
When the vote tied 4-4, Mayor Tenhaken gave the final vote against the ordinance. He says he will continue promoting masks and other COVID-19 mitigation efforts, but will not mandate them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.